What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, I feel really insecure about talking about our t-shirts. Can you do it, please?
It's not good, man. Be confident.
Okay.
I got you anyways. So, we got some t-shirts that we're selling. One's gray, one's black. They got our logo on them. If you have our first generations of shirts, generation two is different. So check this out. If you want a shirt, they're $20. You can email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com or get a hold of us on Facebook, Twitter. It really doesn't matter. We'll find a way to get a hold of us. If you see us on the streets, tell us you want a shirt. We'll give them to you. That being said, if you don't have $20, but you have a social media account, which you probably do if you're watching this, add 10 people to one of our social media accounts, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it doesn't matter. Add 10 people, let us know after you added 10 people, and we'll send you a shirt for free. You just gotta let us know your size and what color you want, if we have that color, because we ran out of the black kind of quick this last time. But
Tim, do you not like free stuff?
Dude, I love free stuff.
Everyone loves free stuff.
Exactly.
So if I was offering you a free t-shirt just for 10 likes, would you do that?
Done deal. I'm getting on my phone right there and there in front of you, and I will add my whole entire friends list and let you know as soon as 10 people like this page.
You have like 30,000 people as friends on Facebook. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
Not too sure, man. I can look that up real quick.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm very insecure about the amount of friends I have on Facebook. In case you haven't guessed, I'm not actually insecure about these things. That's just our topic today, insecurity.
And if you're anything like me, when JP's being sarcastic, there's no way you're telling me. You're just kind of going with it like, oh, okay.
That is not a good character trait of mine. I get that all the time.
Yeah, I got 2,000 friends. 2,206.
Wow. That is honestly 1,000 less than I thought you had.
It's not bad. I mean,
not bad. That's crazy large.
You gotta deal.
Tim, like, what are you doing? You just hanging out with everybody in OKC?
I say hi to everybody. I try to. Like, hey, what's going on? Elementary school, what's up? I mean, now I'm working at, you know, the high school, dealing with a bunch of kids every single year, you know? It's like 600 new kids every year. So then that 600 kids, when they graduate, I mean, if I go through my friends request right now, I got probably like 40 people that are waiting to get added. I just gotta wait till they graduate. Where's my,
I like how optimistic that was. All 600 kids are gonna graduate. I like that, Tim.
They better graduate. If you run cross country, you graduate. It's as simple as that. I'm just kidding. I'm hoping you graduate. Please.
Please. It's for your benefit.
Don't be insecure about it at all.
Speaking of insecurity, that's what we're talking about today. Every Monday and Wednesday, we do uplifting positive news. Friday, we talk about an issue, facts about it, why it's an issue, and how you can change it for the better. Today, we're talking about insecurity, because everyone has personal insecurities. Mm-hmm. What is insecurity?
Insecurity is uncertainty or anxiety about oneself, a lack of confidence.
So why, insecurity, is it always real?
Yeah, I would think so, isn't it? I mean, for me, it's always real.
I didn't mean...
See?
I meant this more as like, whether the insecurity is real or not, it still can be crippling. So sometimes people are really concerned, like, oh my goodness, I'm at the club and I'm not talking to anyone or looking at my phone. I gotta look at my phone or go talk to somebody. Right, no one's paying attention to you.
I hear that.
Oh, I haven't got a haircut in 3 weeks. Everyone can tell. Tim walks past you, says what's up, and never notices. Like, sometimes insecurities are definitely not real.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely put a lot of pressure on ourselves. When you brought up that haircut one, I was like, man, that's me today, really.
No, that's me all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, because... Man, I know your hair curls up a little bit, and of course, you know, we see that curl.
Man, mine is worse than the curl. I got the little thing where my hair indents, so I get like the waves that go sideways, they like push up. Oh!
See, we're insecure about our hair. We're talking about it right now. I mean, we put that pressure on ourselves. Because at the end of the day, not too many people talk about my hair unless it's froed out or something. My hair is, it's something so small that nobody can notice. But yet, we continuously put that pressure on ourselves. That's why we get a haircut like every other week, you know?
Honestly, in my other job, if I went 3 weeks without a haircut, people were so used to me having a haircut, everyone would say something.
Same.
Which made it even worse.
Same.
Thanks for making my insecurity worse, Tim.
Man, that's how it is. Man, they were like, Tim, man, I'm glad you got a haircut, because if you didn't, I was going to like, oh, we're gonna ask for donations so you can go get one.
hold up. I will take a free haircut. Free t-shirts, free haircuts. I'm down for those two things. Man. And free food. But basically, insecurity drains from your mental bandwidth. So regardless of if it's real or not, you're using like resources that you could be using on other things like homework, not stressing, relaxing, hanging out with your friends, enjoying the moment. Instead, you're just concentrating on just awful things you're worried about.
Focusing on the negativity, you think?
Absolutely. It's just, it's mentally draining if you're always focusing on your insecurity.
Agreed.
So why is this topic an issue, Tim?
I mean, it's being insecure could stop you from doing a lot of different things. I mean, it could stop you from being happy. It could stop you from making somebody else happy.
No, say the first one again.
It can stop you from being happy. I mean, that's the big one right then and there. It can affect you on a daily basis, whether it's work, school, sports, anything fun that you're trying to do. It can take your emotions and flip them upside down. Insecurity, like you said, is it real? Is it something that we're putting on ourselves, or is it something that I necessarily should be insecure about? Now, what we need to do there is identify that insecurity.
So I have 5 reasons why people feel insecure. We base our actions on the validation of others. Everyone's done this before.
Sure.
I'm gonna buy this cool t-shirt because I wanna look cool for this girl and I wanna impress my friends. I'm gonna go hang out at this certain event because I want validation from others. I'm gonna buy this car that I can't afford so I can get this validation from others.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna post these pictures and Photoshop them to make my body look a certain way so I can get the validation of others. I'm gonna post this picture on Instagram, but if it doesn't get enough likes, I'm going to delete it because it did not reach the validation of others.
True story.
Like, everyone has done this before.
Yeah, absolutely right. I've only gotten 3 likes and I thought it was a good picture, let's take it down.
I mean, people cannot, and more importantly, should not decide what's best for us. We should decide what's best for us. We should be able to find our own footing, realize what matters to us and why, so we can better navigate our own futures. We don't want other people dictating our lives. There's a quote, like, I would rather die the worst me than be the best you.
I like that.
Yeah. Rap song from an artist, you know, it's not very popular. But, like, it's the truth.
Yeah.
The second reason why we're insecure is we feel poorly about ourselves. So we have a negative self-image. And that becomes self-hate. And self-hate is always a bad thing.
For sure.
The more you dislike yourself, I mean, it's just gonna be bad.
You're not happy.
Everything around you, you're gonna look at the negative things. No one's gonna wanna be around you. Relationships are gonna suffer. You're gonna suffer at work. It's just not gonna be good. And then third reason, like sometimes we're just never satisfied. This is me playing basketball. I go play basketball, like I can remember mistakes I made playing pickup basketball from years ago. Like years ago.
Yeah, you can tell basketball is your passion there.
I mean, like, I went to play basketball with a friend like 2 years ago. 2015, we were killing it, right? Like, we won the first game when like no one believed in us. They just saw us and like they had never seen us at the gym before. We had this like random old dude on our team that could not play. Didn't matter. We still won. We beat the team. Next game, I locking dudes up. Haven't missed a shot. Everything. We're down like, you know, it's pickup. It's like 4-9. We come back. It's game winning possession. We've come all the way back. I did this cut. Great back cut. Got an open layup and I missed it. And they went down and hit a 3 and won the game. I still remember that layup. I don't remember anything else about that. But I'm still pissed off about that.
You gotta let it go, JP. You gotta let it go.
But I'm saying, like, that's just, it proves the point. So it's like perfection. Like, all the time. Like, we're just never satisfied. Like, I'm really disappointed in myself personally right now because I'm going back to school because my first degree didn't work out and I feel like I'm behind all my peers. It's just this constant disappointment in my life. Like, I cannot believe I'm still waiting tables. This sucks so bad. Like, this is not what I saw with myself. It's just constant negative thoughts. Like, I thought I was just, I don't know. I just know this is not the perfect vision of myself, and it just sucks that I'm not living up to it. It's just constant. Constant. So sometimes, like, we just demand perfection, and we're just never satisfied. We're never focusing on, like, hey, you realize you just, like, didn't miss a shot. You missed one layup. If it wasn't for you, you wouldn't have come back, so why does it matter? It's just pickup basketball. Why are you still remembering this 2 years later? No. Still focusing on that layup. Don't focus on that layup.
Hey, sometimes that's what defines you, though. That makes you great. That's what makes you better sometimes, though. And in all reality, I mean, I know you're not a bad basketball player, but the fact that you remember that layup from 2 years ago that you missed, it tells you what kind of basketball player you are, though. At least you're going to work hard and you want it.
I barely play basketball anymore.
So. I know, man. I'm trying to give you some, like, optimism here. I'm over here like, all right, think of something, Tim. Make him feel better.
I mean, just, like, that. What you're saying is that can be a good thing, but not being perfect can definitely be a bad thing. At least insecurity is like, hey, I don't have the perfect body type. I'm not perfectly pretty. I don't look like these people. I don't look like Beyonce. Like,
people are gonna have to get over that.
Yeah, like, it's okay. And sometimes we just, like, insecurities, it's just fear. We psych ourselves out of taking risks. Like, fear is by far the most difficult aspect of insecurity to deal with. Because you're too scared, because you're not confident in yourself, since you're insecure, to do anything. You go after your goals. You see that pretty girl that walks past. You feel insecure because you're JP, you haven't had a haircut. You feel like you're not dressed properly, so you don't go. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I hear you.
But Tim is married, so it's okay. He doesn't feel that way anymore.
He definitely don't.
But everyone's experienced that before.
You, oh, for sure.
You don't do something because you're scared at the moment. Like, you don't. Anything, like, at least I wasn't too scared not to go back to school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Something like that, like, you're too scared to go back to school, you're too scared to ask for a raise.
For whatever reason, on top of that, like,
yeah, like,
you feel like you're too old or something, like, you're making up excuses yourself, and that's
anything, we do that all the time.
Yeah, we gotta,
because you're not confident in yourself, you're insecure.
You're absolutely right, we have to quit doing that, we have to move on from that.
And then lastly, like, it's just negative self-talk, like, you're stupid, you're unattractive, you're not like other people, you're a failure, no one will ever love you, you're such a loser, you'll never make friends. Yeah. These are all sources of insecurity.
And that's stuff that, I mean, I think everybody goes, we all talk negative to ourselves at times. And, I mean, I've had plenty of situations throughout my day where I have to, like, come on, Tim, you're the positive one, though. You gotta be the positive person here.
The positive truth.
My kid, you not my boss at work all the time. Hey, Tim, they're arguing over there. Show them that positive truth.
I get the opposite. Every time I'm not positive, they're like, JP, why are you giving us the negative lies right now?
Oh, I like that one. The negative lies.
Hey, don't say that. I don't want to keep saying it.
I actually enjoyed that. The negative lies. Watch, my coworkers now are going to be watching and be like, what up, negative lies? Oh, man. Anyways, let's go back to insecurities. But yeah, no, honestly, like, I have to talk myself up, like, whenever I'm getting to those bad moods, because there's a lot of times where, like, I don't feel like doing this. I'm tired. This is dumb. I'm angry. I don't feel good. Man, why am I dropping these drinks? Why am I shaking so much? Like, I suck today. Like, all
you just want to quit.
Yeah, I, like, just want to go home, lay down, something, just get away from everybody. But at the same time,
which can lead to other worse things. Like, let's quit instead of, like, fixing these problems. Let me go drink some alcohol. Let me go smoke. Let me go do this drug.
Exactly.
Let me just go watch Netflix and just waste my brain away.
Insecurities, if you haven't realized yet, is on this, like, there's two sides. It's on the negative side, and the negative side is definitely everything that you just said. I mean, it could lead to so many bad habits. On the other end, me telling myself, hey, you have to be that positive person, I flipped it. Instead of going down that train where it could have been who knows what, it went from me staying at work, me making the money I needed to make, and finishing the day I was supposed to finish the day by being positive. I mean, the biggest thing with insecurity is negativity. Thinking negatively, you feel negative, you're looking at things negative, it's negativity. So let's flip that and let's be positive. I mean, there's all kinds of statistics that show you 60% of women experience hurtful self-critical thoughts on a weekly basis. There's another
that's
one.
That's because we as men are not very nice with talking about women.
Yeah, that's a whole different subject we should probably talk about too, for sure. But let's go, 70% of girls age 15 to 17 try to avoid daily activities such as going to school when they feel like they don't look good that day. There's all.
Can I rant, semi-rant?
Please.
30 seconds. Have you ever found it odd that women have to wear makeup but guys don't? Especially whenever you consider makeup just makes you look better. Why is only women have to wear it and guys don't?
you know, I never questioned it until I got older, because, you know, as a kid, they tell you, boys don't do this, girls do this, but, you know.
Like, and then, like, that's the thing, like, girls wear makeup to school every day.
Right.
Anyway, continue, that's just crazy.
No, man, I mean.
Girl, you're pretty, you don't need that makeup.
I agree, for sure. But I kid you not, I had all kind of pimples in high school where I would have wished I had some makeup to cover it up, for real. So, it wasn't acceptable. If I would have got caught with makeup, oh, man, it would have been bad. I got another one, 70% of girls age 15 to 17, it was the same thing I just did, 40% of boys in middle school and high school exercise in order to gain muscle mass because they're tired of being skinny. I was one of those kids. I used to do push-ups during commercial breaks because I was like, man, I'm tired by saying I have a bird chest. 10 years later, I still got this bird chest. It sucks, but it is what it is. I don't care anymore.
You remember that Birdman song? They're like, brr, what happens to that boy?
I don't even want to talk to you right
now. I'm just saying, I got a tutu. We were in the same spot there. They hit you on your chest, they stay in, they keep on walking.
Man, it was terrible. Middle school and a little bit of high school was terrible for us. But all right.
So how can we change these insecurities, Tim?
Man, there's plenty of different ways. And let's go. The first step I have, because I have a 5-step process, is voice therapy. It involves vocalizing your self-critical thoughts in the second person. You can also write down these thoughts instead of writing, I am so stupid. What is the matter with me? I'll never be successful. You would write, you are so stupid, you'll never be successful. Why am I skipping lines right now? I'll never be successful. You would write, you are so stupid, you will never be successful. This process helps you separate from the vicious attacks by seeing them as an external enemy instead of your real point of view.
Tim, I believe in you. You can read.
Man, I'm struggling. Am I not? I'm really looking at, like, I made it all big and everything, too. It's ridiculous.
Don't feel insecure about it, man. Everybody screws up. We screw up all the time on Monday and Wednesdays.
Touche.
Whoa. Tim went for the super huge font. Have you seen those people typing on their phone? You'd be like, yo, that's one word. Taking up the whole thing. Oklahoma City Public Schools need to get you some insurance. You get some classes. This is probably not helping with the security.
My eyesight is terrible. I went from 100% to 150%, and it went from, like, boom to boom. Oh, man, back on topic.
Anyway,
man.
What's step two?
Step two, in the second step, you can start to think and talk about the insights and reactions you have to exposing these mean thoughts.
Okay, step three.
Step three, we have people often struggle with the third step of this process because it involves standing up to long-held beliefs and insecurities about oneself. You will answer back to your voice attacks, expressing your real point of view. You can write down rational, realistic statements about how you really feel. Respond to your attacks the way that you would to a friend. Be respectful to yourself. That's really what it's telling you right there.
So follow your own advice?
Follow your own advice. Step four, and step five of voice therapy, you start to make a connection between how the voice attacks are influencing your present day behaviors. How do they affect you at work, with your partner, as a parent, in your personal ambitions? Do they undermine you? What events trigger the insecurity, and what areas is the insecurity most influential? You really got to think about everything right then and there. That seems a little frustrating, but at the same time, if it's going to help you with the insecurities, why not try it?
Okay, and what's the last step?
The final step involves making a plan to change these behaviors. If insecurity is keeping you from asking someone on a date or going after a promotion, it's time to do the actions anyways. If you're indulging in self-hating thoughts that encourage you to engage in self-destructive behaviors, it's time to interrupt these behaviors and unleash the real you, the real positive you. Let me add that.
The positive truth?
That's what we are.
I like how we went completely different ways on how to change our insecurities.
I love how we always go in different ways. It works out.
So my first one was, like, be more optimistic. Because, you know, sometimes you attribute everything bad that happens to, like, you. It's like, it's my fault, blah, blah, blah. When most things that go on in your life aren't in your control. Like, if your tire blows, like, you get a flat tire, that's not your fault. It's just a random event. Life happens. Got to be positive about it. Like, hey, it's all good. Get to sit here, do some homework, waiting for the guy to switch it up. Because, you know, I don't know how to change a tire.
Well, you don't?
Dog. Me and tools do not work out.
Oh. I hear you. I learned in high school I had to, man. I used to buy, like, the $15 tires, so they would go out after, like, a month or two or something. Yeah, I have to change that.
You bought $15 tires?
Dude, Tom's Tires on the south side. Turned up. When you're young, in high school, I'm getting working at McDonald's at the time, too.
$15 tires?
$15 to $25, man. I made it work. The struggle was real.
I can't even think of a proper comparison right now. That's so crazy to me.
Tom's Tires.
That's like being like, hey, I got discount plane tickets. They're only like $50, but we're just not gonna put you in a commercial plane. We're just gonna like put you in the back of this thing somewhere. Like, what? No, not okay. I could die in this plane flight.
Hey, I made those $15 tires work.
Either way, just like be more optimistic.
For sure.
Stay positive, could always be worse.
For sure.
Like, that was the thing my pops always says, like, it could always be worse. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I'm never going to be like these people. And then you get older and you're always saying it.
When did I become old?
This is the truth, though. Like, it could always be worse. Some people see that as, like, a negative light. But it's like, hey, my family loves me. I'm relatively healthy. Not dead. I got X amount of years to change my life for the better. Instead of me being like, hey, I'm fat and ugly, I could be like, hey, this is the first day to a new me, new process. I'm just going to lose a pound a week for this next like 2 years and I'm going to be in shape. Great. Like, that's all it takes. See how different that is? Other than being like, oh, you're fat and ugly. You're never going to change. Like, nah, man, you're good. Instead of being like, hey, your haircut's awful. Being like, hey, man, at least it's not a fro. At least it's not a curly fro.
At least you got
a shave.
Yeah,
at least you got clothes. Could always be worse. You can always make your situation better.
I hear that.
And it's like, have you ever met an overly positive person? If somebody's just happy all the time.
Where it's like making you question if they're really like that or not? Yeah, man. Like, are you really this positive or?
I met people that they are always positive. So I met my old job. He was an SA at the time. I called this dude The Rock because he was just always happy, like always. He had never worked out before. This dude got on P90X. Started doing some push-ups. He was just like, JP, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, man. This dude was so happy about these push-ups. Like, I just did 25 in a row. And in my head, I'm like, dog, I was doing that at like basketball practice at like 14. Like, I don't care. He being so happy about it. So happy. And one day, like, this dude was carrying plates. And it wasn't even carrying like a lot. He was carrying like maybe 10 pounds. He was like, see these guns? I'm like, The Rock. And I just could not stop laughing. I started calling The Rock from then on out. He was just always happy, everything. Nothing ever got this dude down. My new job, same thing. There's this guy there, he's just always happy. What's up, JP? How you doing, man? Somebody at the bar is just yelling because he's a bartender and he's just like, it's all good. We're gonna make it all positive, all the time. It's okay, it's okay. Just always happy. Like, how am I ever going to be mad at this person? Like, you can't, it's just like, you're right, man. You're right. Like, you never find a reason to be mad at these people. Even when they screw up, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll do better, man. I promise. And you're like, yeah, you probably will.
Yeah,
with that attitude, it's like, you can do anything.
Over-positive people definitely, their attitude is,
infectious?
Infectious. Is that the word I'm looking
contagious?
For?
Contagious?
Contagious. I was like, what?
I mean, infectious, contagious.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I was like, infectious? That's not the word I wanted to say, but I'll use it. But yeah, it's contagious for sure. I can definitely, there's a guy at work that's similar. He's always in a positive mood. Whenever he's not in a positive mood, that's when everything's like kind of, whoa, what's going on today? You know, everybody freaks out a little bit. But when he's in that mood, it's kind of like, no matter how mad you are, you got to flip it.
And those people are always pep talking you, like, you can do it.
Yeah,
you can
do it. Yeah. I love those people, man. I need that sometimes. You know?
Exactly. And so that's why you can be positive with yourself. You can be that to yourself. Always giving yourself a pat on the back. And lastly, like, the last two things is you have to forgive your past and accept all of yourself. Accept your bad side and your good side. Your bad side, just recognize it. Look at it from a positive view, like, I'm going to change that for the better. Like, JP, people can't tell you're being sarcastic. Okay. Maybe, like, raise an eyebrow so people can tell. That was not me being sarcastic, though. Yeah. See what I mean? Like, accept it and change your negatives for the better.
For sure.
Forgive your past. Like, yeah, you screwed up. But, like, we've talked about, like, the power of failure before. Like, it's okay. You screwed up so you can get up again. You can get to a better place.
For sure.
The MJ thing is, like, I missed 10,000 shots have been trusted with the game-winning shot so many times and missed, and that's why I succeeded. Like, accept your, forgive your past. Forgive the fact that you missed that layup 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. I hear you. Forgive yourself. Yeah. No, man, like, I agree with all your steps. I like them. Did you have any more steps?
Man. Stepped out.
One step that I really like, being honest with yourself. Talking to yourself, giving yourself, you know, positive thoughts. I really like that because we're hearing a lot of negativity because we're choosing to hear that. We're choosing to listen to for the negative thoughts because that's how we feel. A lot of people think it's weird because you're talking to yourself or you're giving yourself that pep talk, but nobody's inside of you. You know what I mean? It's just you. You're there by yourself. And if you're not going to look after yourself, and if you're not going to give yourself those words of affirmation, nobody else will.
Ooh, words of affirmation. I see you, too.
Five languages of love. But that's basically what I'm saying. You have to be that person. And I feel like whenever I changed myself to become that person on the inside, it started reflecting everywhere in my life. The job I didn't like where I got a promotion in, my coaching career, my love life with, you know, the wife, you know, it's made my relationship there happier. With my friends, it's better. Like, all around, it's gotten better because I'm giving myself more positive words. Hey, Tim, good job, man. You did a good job out there today, Tim. Don't think anything else.
Did a good job with that community fun run, Tim.
I'm proud of myself. Like, and then I'll go on, and that's it. That's all I need is I'm proud of myself, and I'm good. Because if I'm feeling like, man, I suck, or I'm not good at anything.
Can you imagine how bad your life would be if you weren't proud of yourself?
Exactly. I know how bad it would be. Ulcers and all kind of stress and all kind of stuff going on. And that's why I have to give myself those words of affirmation. Like, you did a good job today, Tim, and you were organized. You made your bed today. The smallest things. It doesn't matter what it is. Or, hey, you stood up and you gave that girl your chair, Tim. That was very nice of you, you know. Or you held the door open. Even if they don't say thank you, good job, Tim. I'm not saying, you know, you have to praise yourself for everything that you do right, but if you feel like you're not getting enough credit for things that you are doing right and all you're talking about is negativity, all you're seeing is negativity, don't be scared to give yourself the words of affirmation that you need to move on and to keep being that positive person you should be.
I think we're good.
Me too, man. I want you to say that quote again. I was looking one up and I stopped.
I have no clue. Which one are we talking about?
I wish I could remember, but I liked it when you said it. The rapper, that's not very popular.
Oh, I got you. I'd rather die the worst me than live to be the best you.
Boom, right there. And we're going to end it like that. Make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media platforms. Facebook at The Positive Truth, Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth, also on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
We out.
Stay positive.